My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Shryan and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you. There's John Amis on my far left. There's Frank Muir next to him. There's Ian Wallace opposite John. And there's Dennis Norden on his left. What could be more symmetrical? Give him a hand. I'm spoiling the masculine symmetry, but welcome in every other sense, is our scorer, Mary Bell. By the left, quick march. Because our opening round is all about marches. John, this march comes from what Sir George Shalty so endearingly calls opera. March from what, John, please?
It's by Mendelssohn, as they call him in Scotland.
Mr. Mendelssohn. Oh,
and it's the war march of the priests.
Yes.
And I've never understood why the priests are on the war march. They can't be Christian priests, can they? No. Who was Atterley?
Yes, from Atterley, that's right. Yes.
Atterley Buffold. I mean, yes, Atterley, sorry.
Incidental music to Racine's drama, to be precise.
Oh, is it?
Atterley, yes.
Oh.
It doesn't explain your interesting question, I will say.
Down to the
War March
roots.
Of the Priests by Mendelssohn. Frank, the same composer, a wedding march, but originally pleased to commemorate whose wedding?
It eventually, I'm delighted to say, commemorated mine. But it's Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yes. Have you a few other couples you can throw at us?
God, the Boskage was stiff with lovers in Midsummer Night's Dream. They all got married.
Shall I give
end.
You the husbands and you give me the wives? Would that be nice? All right. Theseus and?
Theseus and Hippolyte.
Yes, thank you. Demetrius and?
His hernia.
Not.
That's another word. Careless rupture.
Helena. Yeah.
It's Demetrius and Helena.
Helena. That's Helena. Right. And Hermia and Lysander. Yes.
And they all got married. Everybody got married at the end.
That's
absolutely
right,
everybody.
Yes. Talking of weddings, I always had a soft spot for Edward Fitzgerald. Somebody once offered him some white blancmange, and he said, "Ugh, congealed bridesmaid." Ian, over to you. By no means a wedding march, but rather...
Yes.
What sort of a march?
It's a funeral march.
Oh,
and a funeral march of a marionette.
Yes. Do you know the composer?
Yes, I do. It's Gounod.
Yes. And do you know the television association with that theme?
Yes, I think I can even raise that for once. I think it's Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes, the Hitchcock series, that's right. A doctor, I must tell you, who lives near me, reminded me of a church organist who made the mistake of dictating the order of service for a funeral over the telephone. And it came back from the printers at one point, "A Few Remarks by Chopin." Worked that one out.
The famous example of ordering music on the phone was the BBC's head of music, who in his will asked that it should be the Bach chorale, and they played the Bach chorale.
Yes. Eric Blom,
yes.
Yes, I was at it.
Were you?
And is it true?
Yes.
Oh, how marvellous, because these stories are usually armed.
Dennis, we've been listening to some organ. Here is Carlo Curley in a touch of electronically assisted Elgar. ¶¶ Dennis, pomp and circumstance. Where does that expression come from? Pomp and circumstance.
Sounds Shakespearean.
Yes. It's actually the pomp and circumstance of glorious war.
Yes.
But it's from a tragedy rather than a history.
Good, yes.
Can you help him, Frank? What? Do you know what the pomp and circumstance of glorious war comes from? Which play?
I don't know.
Where?
Well, it's not my question. I don't want to interfere with Dennis's pleasure. I mean, far be it.
I was labouring under the impression that you were friends.
Is it hither, fond Leicester, and do bequit thyself with pomp and circumstance of glorious war?
Not in Othello, it isn't.
No.
No, but
you said Shakespeare, and I said, where's it from? And you said from Shakespeare. You get the mark. Othello, Act 3, Scene 3. I have to thank someone I used to know way back in RAF days for suggesting some of the questions in this next round. He's Bill Rayner, now of Norwich, who suffered from time to time from those strange requests that dance band musicians get. They say, come up and they say, I say, Mr. Bandleader, will you play Don't Start Collecting Things? And you have to work out, anybody know what that song would be?
Tell me.
Yes, people will say we're in love is the problem. So, can you sort out what was meant by requests for the following? John, I say, Mr. Bandleader, do play a chorus or two of Will You Still Feed Me? Will You Still Feed Me?
Beatles.
The audience is telling you one voice.
Will You Still Feed Me?
Frank.
Will You Still Feed Me? I can never remember the number. When I'm 64.
Yes, that's 64.
Will You Still Need Me?
You have no reason to remember it yet.
No.
Frank.
Oh.
Your turn. Bill Rayner wonders if you could sing a line or two of a song called, according to one of his patrons, Taxi Honey.
I'll be down to meet you in the taxi
honey. That's right.
You're know, ready by half past
eight. It's the Dark Town Strutters Ball. That's right. Ian, what would be in their mind if someone requested you to favour them with a performance of Rifle, Rob and Plunder?
Oh, yes. I would equally know what to do if they called it what I've also heard people call it, and that's locks, bolts and bars.
Yes, that's right.
Because it goes, locks, bolts and bars soon fly asunder. Locks, bolts and bars soon fly asunder. Then to rifle, rob and plunder. Then to rifle, rob and plunder. And it goes on and on like that, alarmingly.
The title being...
And it's actually called The Wolf.
Wolf, yes.
What would you dance? It's a samba, I presume, is it?
That's what I thought. Dennis, yours is easy, but it's marvellously far-fetched, I think. Someone really did ask Bill for it. Hat and coat. He said, will you play hat and coat? Try them the other way around.
Yes. Get your coat and
get your hat.
Yeah. Nat Temple used to tell Frank and I something. I remember one of them was, will you play She Gets Too Hungry?
Oh, yes.
You are the one.
I get too hungry for dinner. Ladies,
you are the one.
You are the one. And Lisa Brown.
And You Are the One is Night and Day.
Yeah. Lisa Brown. The Lisa Brown came
tumbling. Oh, well. Well, that's one for Bill Rayner to put in his collection.
Of course, in a previous generation, the hat and coat could have been that lovely old song the called The Rollicking Gay Highway that my dear old friend Norman Allen used to sing. When any old fret and any old stick and any old coat will do on the rollicking gay highway. Oh, it's great stuff.
Every now and then I try to get Ian to do his Norman Allen imitation. It always corpses me. I'm talking about the voice. One evening in June 1983, someone who was not properly a conductor at all conducted the Boston Symphony Orchestra in a four-minute performance of The Stars and Stripes Forever, receiving, according to the papers, a standing ovation from a full house of 2,300 people. But what had he done to deserve the honour? Ingenuity will get you a mark.
Well, if he took 4 minutes over it, he'd probably Edward Heath, because he's the slowest conductor I know. opposite of a lightning conductor.
Yeah. I will accept that, yes.
He sails through.
Frank, what did this man do to deserve the honour of conducting the Boston Symphony Orchestra?
Well, he wasn't a musician, he was a tailor. He was Emmanuel Hoffman, who was responsible for making the dress suits for all the conductors. They're very famous, the Tales of Hoffman.
Oh.
And they as a little gesture, they allowed him to conduct. Nice thought.
Yes. Ian, there are times when you may wish you didn't follow Frank. Is this one of them?
No.
Oh, good, right.
When you said this, I was taking you seriously, thinking who it might actually have been.
Well, I have a serious answer.
I can only imagine that perhaps it was that famous American member of American Actors' Equity who was joining the Musicians' Union for a little while, President Reagan.
Oh, that's ingenious, yes, because that's exactly what he would have conducted, isn't it, the Stars and Stripes Forever?
Well, I would have thought that if he conducted anything, that's what it would have been.
Give that man a 5-cent mark. do you have a nomination for...
No, I thought the opposite of John. I thought that they wouldn't applaud you for conducting a thing slowly, but if it was Boston and the last train to Philadelphia...
Yes.
Ran and it was supposed to run 8 minutes, and this chap got up and conducted in 4 minutes, so they were all able to whip out and get the last train. That would earn a spontaneous round of applause, which is more than this reply does.
Everybody gets a mark in this round. He was Mr. Paul Hyas, and he was retiring as chauffeur of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Well, press on. On my right is a piano on which I'm going to take a quick dash through 8 tunes, bits of, then ask John and Frank to name the first 4, Ian Dennis the second 4. First one, John, Frank?
No, we'd know it terribly well. The name has escaped us. We'd rather...
Thank you, madam. Elizabethan Serenade.
That's it.
Very
good.
Thank you. John,
what is the mark? That's Sibelius II.
Sibelius' second symphony from the fourth movement, that's right.
I was going to say that, but he got it.
I then nipped into a bit of 7/8
time. How is your father? It's in 7-something.
It's a way to tell yourself how to play in 7 time.
Brujo.
Yes, it comes from El Amor Brujo.
It is love the magician, you know?
That's right. It's the pantomime from El Amor Brujo. Right.
And the last one is by Georges Auric.
Not quite.
Isn't it?
No.
Isn't it the theme song from Folies Bergères?
No.
The Houston film?
No. It's from La Ronde. Oscar Strauss.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not so good.
I once went to see that with a well-known violinist, now a conductor, who's given more concerts in the Royal Festival Hall than anybody else. Clue. And his wife and my wife, we were all discussing the film, you know, La Ronde, one episode follows into another. And after about 3/4 of an hour, this husband said, "By the way, John, did you notice that in one of the episodes there was somebody from the previous one?" And his wife said, "You fool, I paid for the tickets. Give me the money. You haven't understood it at all, you idiot." Yeah.
Well, over to the other side.
It's either called it Only a Beautiful Picture or If Those Lips Could Only Speak.
The title is If Those Lips Could Only Speak. Mm. That's right. Then came...
That's the same one. That's the same one as we've had, isn't it?
Yes. What is it?
That's the one that belongs to the lady down there. Isn't it? Yes.
What is it? Something in
Elizabethan Serenade.
Elizabethan Serenade. Yes. Then.
Oh, Hearts and Flowers.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh,
well,
and Flowers.
And
yes.
The last one...
When We Were Young One Day.
Well, no, the title.
A Rifle, Rob and Plunder.
One day.
One day when we were young. Good enough. I've got here an old cigar box.
Oh.
It's done yeoman service. Yes. I tap out on it the rhythms of familiar songs. The only reason I still have the strength to tap the rhythms is because I never smoked the content. Anyway, be that as it may, some rhythms for you to identify. John,
yes.
Yours?
Yes.
You're looking happily expected.
Yes, I love these.
Yes.
Havana.
Yours is in four time. It starts more or less on the first beat of the bar.
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
Casnazet.
No. It's the march from the Love of Three Oranges, Prokofiev. Didn't get it.
As far as cigar boxes are concerned, I'm very, very unmusical.
Frank, think of a group of people, Frank, dancing away in the distance down a yellow brick road. Here's yours.
Oz.
Oz. You got the last word.
It's the Wizard of Oz. Yes. We're going to see the wizard, the wonderful, the wonderful Wizard of Oz, sir.
Yes. We're off to see the wizard. Yes, you got it.
Your cigars have big bands.
Ian, yours is a duet.
You're going to play a duet on the cigar box?
Well, no, it's a duet. You know it's a duet, put it that way.
Oh, I see.
I'm going to play both parts.
Ooh.
I must get the rhythms right, so I'm going to be bold yet wary. Here we go.
To risk our precious lives we're cherry.
Yes, we're public guardians, bold yet wary, as I said.
The two gendarmes.
The gendarmes.
Geneviève de Brabant.
Yes. Yes. Here's yours, Dennis. Let me take a deep breath first. Ready? Right.
I think something was knocking back from inside.
Yes.
Yes.
Is there anybody there?
I can do it with toffee tins.
Knock 115 times for no. That's right.
Well, what is it?
It's...
Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You're breathless.
Yes, got it. Here's something to sharpen up the memory buds, as I once heard a disc jockey say. Old signature tunes from black and white television days. John, you will know the musical work. Can you recall, please, the name of the TV series?
Yes, I do remember that one. It's by a Swedish composer called Alfvén, I think.
No, Dag Viren.
Dag Viren, yes. It's about a program called Monitor.
That's right, Monitor.
Gaudiamus Monitor.
Yes. It was the signature tune of Hugh Weldon's Monitor, yes, it was. Frank, a Glenn Miller-type treatment for what I still think of as a revolving theme. I think he's got it.
it was used to conclude the Sunday night at the London Palladium.
That's it.
Program.
Eric Rogers' tune. That's a good tune, too, isn't it?
Mm.
Ian, this is too easy. So let's have half a mark for the name of the series and then an extra half mark for a vocal impression of one of the leading performers.
Yes, that's the English version of Calling Dr. Kildare.
A great impression that was.
Well, Dr. Finlay, do you think you could? Do you think you'd ask Janet if I could have my tea a bit early?
Dennis, no impression from you, just a TV title and perhaps the name of the young star it launched. Yes, sir.
That's the American version of Dr. Finlay's Case. That was Dr. Kildare.
Yes.
And young Richard Chamberlain.
Chamberlain, yes, that's right. Before he took the veil to every day.
Was that the old Barrymore?
Now to the home stretch and the four party pieces. First of all, Fred Gilbert wrote and Frank Muir sings Down the Road.
Down the road, and away went Polly with a step so jolly that I knew she'd win. Down the road, the pace was killing, but the mare was willing for a lightning spin. All the rest were lost and might as well have ne'er been born. Whoa, mare, whoa, mare, you've earned your little bit of corn.
From John, The Gift to Be Simple, a song of the Shakers in America, John.
Correct? Yes. Aaron Copland arrangement?
Yes.
Could you oblige?
I do. Right, I will oblige, yes.
Tis the gift to be simple, tis the gift to be free, tis the gift to come down where you ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning we come round right. Tis the gift to be simple, tis the gift to be free, tis the gift to come down where you ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight.
Bit of a shaker.
On the printed copy of Dennis's song, I see the words English version by Terry Sullivan. I can't imagine what the original language was.
American.
Was it? Yeah. I see. Right. Here's your
time. Irish. One evening last October, when I was far from sober, to keep my feet from wandering, I tried. My poor legs were all aflutter, so I lay down in the gutter, and a pig came up and lay down by my side. We sang Never Mind the Weather, just as long as we're together, till a lady passing by was heard to say, you can tell a man who boozes by the company he chooses. And the pig got up and slowly walked away. Oh, that was banned by the BBC at one time. It's being an affront to human dignity.
It was a pignity.
It was a great American song at the end of the last century. It probably came from Ireland, almost certainly. Originally.
It is. Mm. It was originally, yeah. Jerome Kern admitted that his favourite among his own compositions was Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. But, of course, he wrote the tune. Somebody else wrote the words, the title. Anybody in the audience know who wrote the words of Smoke Gets in Your Eyes?
Harbach.
Thank you, Otto Harbach is right, yes. Ian, it's all yours.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. Said, someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I chaffed them and I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes.
I don't think songs come any better than that. Finally, the good news, or is it the bad news? A victory this week for Ian and Dennis. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.